Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out and listening to this podcast, where we would be discussing topics on self-help and help to others, where we would try and see how to make our life more at ease by deploying very simple and ancient techniques. We would be discussing topics that we see daily in a different perspective, which would help us with our health mentally and will for sure leave us more energetic if those methods are applied appropriately. Now, today's episode is first among a few episodes on a topic that is not loud enough in the society. A topic that would give jitters to a few. A topic that people, majority of the population sadly, are ignorant of. A topic which doesn't get its due importance. Something that is so crucial for our complete well-being. Now, we see fitness centers, a dime a dozen in every locality, but cannot find fitness centers for the mind. Very few places offer some amount of help and awareness. And the intention of this podcast and the channel is to further the efforts of the few, push it as much as possible, and enable everyone to live a healthy life. Mental health has been in discussion for a few years now. Now we see posters, flyers, TV panel discussions, etc. The good thing is that more and more people are increasingly talking about it. But the sad thing is there's still a significant amount of unfortunate deaths due to mental health disorders being neglected, not reported, and for many other reasons. We still have a long way to go. So let's just see what mental health is. According to WHO, the World Health Organization, a specialized agency of the UN, United Nations, defines it as a state of well-being in which every individual realizes his or her own potential, can cope with normal stresses of life, can work productively and fruitfully, and is able to make a contribution to her or his community. Now, WHO, further says the health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of a disease. Mental health, I cannot emphasize enough, is one of the most important aspects of a person's well-being. As important it is to take care of your personal health, it is equally important to take care of your mental health. I will be having a few episodes on different topics of mental health and throughout this podcast series, to stress on this aspect, to realize the importance of mental health for us and to get rid of the stigma, of course. Now, please help me by sharing this with everyone who you think can be benefited by this. I shall try and bring in some experts in this particular subject. Now, according to WHO, 1 in 4 people in the world will be affected by mental or neurological disorders at some point in their lives. And around 450 million people right now are suffering from one form or the other of a mental health disorder. Now, this makes mental disorders among the leading causes of ill health and disability worldwide. Now, we all think that it won't affect us. Nothing will happen to me. However, the statistics show that we live in denial. We neglect the issue due to multiple reasons such as stigma or discrimination. Almost 2/3 of the people who suffer from a mental disorder do not seek professional help owing to the same stigma and quote-unquote, what will people think? When we have a stomachache or a fever, we go to the doctor. We don't let it cure by itself, right? So why do we do that with the most important part of our body, our mind? Owing to people's opinions? Why do we see mental disorder as a personal failure? Someone who's suffering from mental health as a mad or a crazy person? We are so quick in concluding that a person who's suffering with a mental health disorder to be mad or crazy because he or she goes to a doctor to get checked. If you see the results from leading agencies around the world that does these studies, you would stop treating people with quick judgment. Studies say that about 4% of the population suffers with anxiety disorder. That means that it's about the most common of mental disorders. Mental health disorders are mostly underreported throughout the world. This is, however, more prominent in lower income countries because of the lack of awareness, help, and resources. Another reason why we should stop mocking people with mental disorders is according to our World in Data studies in 2018, one in every six, that is about 970 million people, have one or more mental or substance use disorder. That means we don't know who around us is suffering. We won't mock someone who has cancer or who has a fever. Then why do we do that to someone with mental health? Now, when I say these numbers, 1 in 4 and 1 in 6, it doesn't mean that if you're sitting in a group of 4 or 6, one of you is going to suffer or is suffering from a mental health disorder. It could be that all 6 of you or all 4 of you are suffering or none of you are. The point I'm trying to make over here is don't take it lightly. If something is irksome, problematic, or is disturbing you, please go see a professional mental health specialist. One very important reason why we should be giving mental health a significant importance is that most of the times, if not always, these mental health problems can lead to deaths by suicide or self-harm. Now, important thing to note over here is it is no more acceptable to use committed suicide. Suicide is not a crime anymore. Let's stop stigmatizing it. A significant amount of studies suggest that in almost 90% of high-income countries, deaths by suicide result from a mental and a substance use disorder. However, in lower-income countries, this is not primarily the case. One of the studies suggests that about 68% of suicides across China, Taiwan, and India could be attributed to mental health or substance use disorder. But that still is a huge number. Anything higher than zero is huge for me, and we cannot stop until it is zero. It is so important to give attention to these studies and make an effort from our side to take a caring step toward the other human being. If you're someone who thinks are suffering from mental health issue, find someone to reach out to who you trust. If you do not have anybody or fear being judged, go see a professional who will do the same without judging you. And if you're a friend or a family and see one of yours suffering from a mental health disorder, lend a helping hand. Apparently, people who are suffering from depression are 20 times more likely to die by suicide than an individual without. Start a conversation, be it with a friend, a family member, or a colleague. Start a dialogue. Maybe you are two perfectly healthy individuals starting a conversation, but this will give you courage or reduce the inhibition to start a difficult conversation or jump in when the time comes. You don't need to wear a badge that says I'm open to talk about mental health if you don't want to. But only by bringing this topic as often as possible in your circles will we be creating a safe space for people to feel comfortable. And once they feel comfortable and build trust, they might start opening up. Conversations such as mental health at workspaces is very important because that's where we spend most of our waking hours. And mental health is key to be able to deliver your best. The important thing to note over here is to not get excited and give ideas and advices to people who are suffering from mental health on how to handle it without having a complete knowledge. do not Google and say, oh, you know what, I read this, do this, this will help you. Don't do this. That can actually prove fatal. Just lend a helping hand. Be with that person. And it is okay if you do not or cannot talk to that person about anything. Just be there for that person and let that person know that you love them. Sometimes, all it needs is presence, a tight hug, and an I love you. Take care. Thank you so much for taking time out and listening through the entire podcast. Now, if you have any suggestions or feedback, please go to my Twitter account or any social media account, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, and please put in your suggestions. I shall be looking forward to it. If there is any topic that you would want me to talk on, if there's anything that you want me to say, please leave it in the comment sections and I shall definitely try and use that and bring that topic up in this podcast series. Thanks once again and have a great day.